The remainder of this slide presentation is a bit problematical. Before embarking on a discussion of the 30-nanometer fiber and on the development of a higher-order structure for entire chromosomes, I must reveal at the outset that this was not part of my original plan. I never intended to look at any higher-order structure than the nucleosome itself. When I took a cursory look at these higher-order structures, however, I was rather surprised to find that our new histone model lent itself so readily to the development of models for higher-order chromatin structure that I could hardly resist the temptation to look further. In the case of the 30-nanometer fiber, I set out expecting to find very little, because the traditional histone structure found in all textbooks has not led to any compelling theory of 30-nanometer fiber structure at all, but only vague models with no experimental support for any of them. But with the new histone structure presented in this slide series, the tables were turned. Not only did it readily suggest a 30-nanometer structure, but several such structures, so that the problem changed entirely from one of coming up with any plausible model at all to one of grappling with a plethora of models, all plausible, all competing for our attention, and between which we must now choose. It was the same with chromosomes. I had no plan in the beginning of these studies to look at chromosome structure at all. But once I had settled on what I regarded as a good model for a 30-nanometer fiber, I found that it almost effortlessly extended itself, according to electron microscopically observed 300-nanometer and 700-nanometer folding patterns, into an object with the known dimensions of a chromosome. I said at the outset that this section was problematical, yet all I've told you thus far is how well the investigations went. So what's the problem, you might be wondering? The problem is that my temporary license to use Schrödinger virtual modeling software expired in June of 2013. I spent the subsequent 6 months putting together these slide presentations, and it was during that period that I discovered the potential of the new histone structure to generate higher order chromatin forms. That actually introduced two problems. The first was that my research on higher-order chromatin structure had to be done using graphic models, not virtual molecular models, because I no longer had access to virtual modeling software. The second problem was that, in the course of investigating higher-order chromatin structure, I encountered some relatively minor but still alarming imperfections in my current histone model. But I cannot revise it now because I have no software even remotely capable of doing that. So the revisions will have to be done by someone else with more money than I have, since the cost of virtual modeling software is $100,000 and up, way outside my budget, which is literally zero. If the subjects of these slide presentations interest you, and if you're also interested in the histories of things generally, you can click the link on this page which reads Software Nightmares, which will take you to another page which relates the terrible difficulties I encountered in my efforts to obtain even temporary access to software for the determination of both protamine structure back in 2005 and histone structure now. Having now warned you about the difficulties and limitations of the following studies of higher order chromatin structure, let us nevertheless delve into it.